compare with?
And compare with what we are doing now as Christians in our life.
哦，跟我们这个我们现在的基督的生活做一个对照，做一个比照。
Yeah, so we want to make that practical for us. It is not just history; it is also real in our life.
所以说，这个发生的事情不只是在历史上，而且对我们每个人的生活都有一个很实际的应用。
Yeah, you have read the two verses.
啊，我们都念过这个《使徒行传》这两个两段。
Just a test. I want to see how good your eyesight are.
大家看看有没有戴眼镜。
Can you read the Chinese and the English from that?
从后面大家可以看到的举手。没有人可以看得到哈。Okay, good. No
but,
one can see it. Okay.
Okay. But anyway, this is really for Eric and I because so we have something to go by. And then、okay. I have to say technically, it's very hard to present, to put both of this on the slide because we have to cut it into segments. But I'd like you to listen carefully.
这个这两个啊、打在荧光幕只是给长老跟我看，但是大家用耳朵听就好。
So if you can read it very well, try to read your own Bible to follow it up, even though there are different versions.
So 大家
but try to listen carefully, because you don't have to read it. You can listen to.
所以大家把圣经打开，耳朵啊、仔细的听，仔细的啊、注意听。
Now, I want to also share some preliminary information with you.
我稍微跟这个我今天要讲的事情稍微准备一下啊，这边下面要跟大家提的。
As you know, Jesus went through trial, right?
这我们都知道，这个耶稣受到这个整个的所谓的审判。
Now in Roman time, they have a very organized in terms of this trial and proceeding too.
他在这个罗马帝国的时候，他整个在受审判的时候，他都是有一个律法在规定的。
We when we talk about trial now, we about think about going to court, right?
有时候你就是要到法庭去受审嘛，是不是
？So according to the court of law, there are some terminology or implication or certain idea. I think they will be helpful for us to first know about it.
所以在这个法庭上面有一些特别的一些用字，对我们来讲可能有些帮助去了解中间的细节。
For you, if you happen to be in court,
如果你曾经在 法庭的话
，Whether you are the accused，
或许是被告
，or you are the defendant，
或者是你被辩护人。
The court, the judge has to use facts, evidence, document to prove what the situation is。
这审判官必须要用证据，用这个正确的数据来判断到底是真还是假。
So I want to introduce you to a little terminology. Most of it's already mentioned in the Bible. Some of them are implied terminology for the setting.
So 在这些用字在圣经里面都已经用的很多了，跟大家稍微提一下。
Because I believe that the Bible is really not just a story, but it's the document of what happened in the past.
我相信圣经不只是一个故事，它是一个所谓的文献。把所有事情都仔仔细细的记录下来。
Now, first of all, you see about documents.
Okay.
Good, thank you.
I'm prepared. See?
Very good, thank you. You see the word evidence.
看到这个证据。
Evidence is very important in court because you can just tell a story. You have to make proof, right? So I'm talking about the word evidence and proof and witness.
在这个法庭上面，这东西都很重要，证据啦、见证人啦、见证，什么东西都很重要，来知道什么是真，什么是假。
And then testimony.
还有你的证明、你的见证。
And documents.
所有的这个文献啊，能够证明的文献。
In order to prove that whoever is accused or the defendant said, oh, this is the paper, this is article, this is the article I want you to look at, because this is the proof for what I'm going to tell you and explain to you.
所以基本上就是这个被告人跟那个这个辩护人都要提具这个证明啊，能够。
Most important thing is about evidence.
最重要是证据。
So we can define that evidence, which is in the court of law, are proofs of facts.
所以说这个证据就是所谓的真实事件的一个证明。
They involve testimony from witness.
所以说它包括了就是一些见证人他们所出具的见证，他们的口述或者他们写下来的东西。
And they involve written documents.
这些是有写下来的文件作为证明。
Or proven narrative or story.
就是把这整个故事稍微证明下来，不是故事，不是用讲，是用写下来的。
And even more important, the Bible used a few times about eyewitness or 见证人.
这个圣经里面经常在讲的所谓的见证人，讲了很多次。
People actually are present at the crime scene or at what place what where happened.
所以说在犯罪现场，这个见证人的证明很重要的，都会写下来。
Now sometimes we are wondering why we call the Bible the Old and the New Testament.
我们有时候讲为什么圣经会有新跟旧的那个圣经呢？旧约、新旧约、新约跟旧约，不是新圣经、旧圣经。
Before a person died, if they have concern about the family, they usually left written notes, which is called the will and testament of this person.
所以当人过去的时候之前，他会有一个所谓的遗嘱写下来。
So that the family know what to do with that person, what his wish is, what he tried to tell them.
所以家人才知道怎么样处理后事。
In a way, this is what it is. It's like a testament, the Old and New Testament.
所以说这个意思就是这个就像是新约跟旧约交托下来的。
So that shows you how important the Bible is as a document for all of us to learn as to what God wants us to know.
所以这些都是很重要的文献，就是记载下来神要让世人所知道的事。
So I don't think it's any better for me to use than the Bible itself to tell you what the Bible says.
这是实际上圣经是最好我能够用的一个证据了。
So today I'm going to go through Luke chapter 24 from verse 13 to verse 53.
所以说今天会从路加福音从24章取节下来做我的讲章的内容。
And I want to use this as a way to retrace what happened during the first century.
所以这是我用这个用这一段经文在做第一世纪去我们去回想第一世纪发生的事情。
In the meantime, try to apply it to our lives today, what we are doing in MCCC.
所以这时候同样的也是让我们这个南湾华人基督教会稍微我们自己也检讨一下我们现在过的生活。
So we won't be living 蒙查查。
所以说也 doesn't need any translation.
MCCC, some people say, oh, sound like 蒙查查.
That's in Cantonese.
You don't know what you are doing, right? In Chinese, 蒙查查. But that's true. Mm-hmm. MCCC is Michiana Chinese Christian Church. We have a purpose, we have a goal.
So, 应该是南湾华人教会有目标，有一个希望。
Now you have the on your back page, you have some outline. I purposely leave a lot of blank there, but you can try to put it on there when I go through your the theme. You can put down the main words that will fill the blank. At the end, I will give you a flashback of all of them. So if you miss anything, you'll be able to get it back again.
就单章后面有些填空题，大家就顺着讲，今天讲到顺下填空。
First of all, from the book of Acts, chapter 1:3.
从这个使徒行传第一章第三节。
Give us an introduction, in a way, of what happened.
跟我们讲大概一个等于是一个发生事情的一个序言。
That Christ spent 40 days after he was resurrected.
说耶稣基督在受难之后在地上40天。
And that he appeared to quite a number of people during that time.
就在这段时间向很多的使徒显现。
So he appeared to them in person. So they become witness about his resurrection that was written in the Bible.
亲自向很多的使徒现身。
So in a way, he's telling that I'm alive.
基本上他跟他讲说我是活的。
And then he want to complete his mission. It's why he came here in the first place.
他继续他的使命，跟他们讲，他继续他使命，结束他为什么到世上。
Well, the third segment of theme I want to say is from Luke. The classification of the verses are not completely exact. Sometimes they run into one another. But for the first portion, I like to mention it as the initial encounter with Christ.
这句话讲的是在路加福音里面，可能有些这个描述有些重复的地方，但是我第一个要讲的是第一个跟 耶稣基督碰到的这一群人。
And I want to use that story about the Emmaus Road.
所以我让这一段时间大家都熟悉的叫做以马五斯路上。
What is happening during that time is the Lord we can learn from it.
这到底是发生，那时候发生了什么事情？
But in particular, I want to share it as a way the two follower of Christ who encounter is Christ with Christ is in a way similar to us when we first heard about the Christ story.
让大家知道了这两个门徒碰到耶稣基督的情况，就像我们一样，我们碰到耶稣基督的情况发生的事情非常的相似。So as
we read through this segment, I want you to keep it in mind.
我让大家记住的是
the question, three questions.
三个问题。
Number one, what did we hear?
你曾经听说过耶稣什么事情？
And number two is, what do you think about it?
你在思想里面想的是什么样子的事情？
Including what you think and what others think.
或许是你自己想，人家怎么想，都一样。
Because you have to pick up a position yourself.
因为你自己要挑你自己应该要在的位置。
And particularly, as to what your expectation and your belief is.
尤其是你期盼的是什么，当你听到了这个故事。
In those days, they were talking about two different persons of Christ.
所以他们在那时候，他认为耶稣基督有两个不同的人格。
Some expect him to come in as a ruler, a king, to overturn the Roman Empire and become king of the Jews.
有些人祈祷耶稣基督就是一个战胜王，能够为一些犹太人战胜。
But in Christ's mind, is what Isaiah wrote about. He came as a spiritual king.
但是在以赛亚这个先知讲，他来是做灵里面的王。
It has nothing to do with the physical Roman Empire.
不是实际上，what is it again? Sorry.
Has nothing to do with the physical Roman Empire.
它跟罗马帝国完全一点都无关。
It's about the kingdom of God.
是跟神的国有关系的。So
as when we start reading this segment, keep that kind of idea in mind.
所以说，当我在讲这些经文的时候，把这三个问题放在脑筋里面去回想，它的答案是什么？And
how it applies to us in our lives today?
怎么样对我们基督的生命有什么样实际上的应用？But
first of all, I want to give you an idea where Emmaus.
让大家知道这个以马忤斯的位置地点在哪里。
This is Jerusalem situated here.
你可以看到耶路撒冷在东边。And
Emmaus is about 7 miles west of that.
所以以马忤斯大概在那边是 7，在七英里的地方。So
actually, this follower of Christ were actually after a few days of event that they saw in Jerusalem, they were walking back to their home.
所以这几个人在耶路撒冷发生事情之后，他们就花了一天要回去这个以马忤斯他们住的地方。And
it's about 7 miles away.
所以总共有7英里的路程。So
they were talking to each other, discussing of what happened in Jerusalem.
所以他们彼此在讨论到底耶路撒冷发生了什么事情。
Think of the fact it may be in a way as the way we expose ourselves to Christian, to other people in churches, so forth. Just think of it that way. Our initial encounter with Christ.
就像我们当中的，我们第一次碰到耶稣基督，有跟耶稣接触的时候发生的事情，彼此在讨论到底发生了什么事情一样。
Now, how long does it take to walk 7 miles?
要用走的话, 七英里要走多久呢?
We have pavement. We have paved road now, right?
这时候我们都有柏油路, 对不对? 那时候没有。
In those days, they were wearing sandals.
那时候还穿这个拖鞋。
A lot of those roads were very rocky and sandy. They were not paved roads.
那时候的路就是很多石头。
So obviously, it would take a longer to walk.
Yeah, 会花很多时间要走。
Well, I try to think about this 7 miles.
我想说这个七英里要怎么走。
Well, I think the best way I can explain that to you is about 16 or 17 years ago.
我跟让大家能够稍微有个比较是大概16、17年前。
I was involved with a fundraising run.
我是去参加了一个叫筹款的一个活动。
And I ran from Elkhart to Goshen.
Fundraising run, I'm sorry. Yeah. 是去筹款的一个跑步。 他从Elkhart跑到
Goshen,
Goshen, yeah, 从Elkhart跑到 Goshen.
It's about 10 kilometers away.
总共10公里。
They call it a 10 kilometer run.
So it's 10K run.
You know how many miles is that?
你知道这个 10 kilo 大概有多少?
Well, a little over 6 miles.
Yeah, 差不多大概有6英里。
So it's pretty close to the distance between Jerusalem and Emmaus.
所以在这个我们讲这个以马忤斯跟耶路撒冷大概很相近，他们有个七公里啊，长老跑了6公里。
I try my best.
说长老说他尽了他最大的能力。
My family was there, in Goshen waiting for me.
Everybody's waiting, 每个人都在等他。
By the time I reached there, I was panting like a dog.
那时候跑到终点线已经都气喘如狗。
Well, it took me a little bit over 55 minutes.
花了将近55分钟。
Then you can say it's about 1 hour.
大概要跑1个小时。
So if you run 6 to 7 miles in 1 hour,
如果说六英里、七英里可以跑1个小时,
how long do you think it takes for you to walk that distance?
走的话要走多久?
I would say at least 3 to 4 times.
最起码要3到4倍, 所以说是4个小时左右。
So I would say at least 3 to 4 hours, these two fellows were talking to one another for 3 or 4 hours, just talking, walking, right?
所以两个人要边讲边走，走要走4个小时。
So they can share a lot of experience.
所以他们彼此相似，能够交谈，彼此分享。
Now, the same with us.
跟我们一样，是不是？
In a way, we exposed to Christ when somebody told us about Christ.
当我们在碰到耶稣基督的时候, 我们也跟其他人讲说，我们怎么样碰到耶稣基督。
But we are sinner.
但是我们是罪人。
Christ died for us.
耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
If you believe him, you'll be saved.
如果相信他，你就罪得赦免。
Your sin will be forgiven.
你的罪就会得赦免。
So it's a way, it's an encounter. We can come to Christ that way by this sharing information that we receive.
所以说我们能够用这样方式能够来遇见耶稣。
But as I say, what would you think about it?
但是基本上你碰到一件事情，你心里是怎么样想的？
How does it apply to us?
Excuse me?
How does it apply to us?
它是怎么样对我们生活有什么样的应用？
Do you believe what you heard?
你相信你听到的吗？
And this is the thing I want to share with you.
这是我要跟大家分享的事情。
Let's say what the two people were talking about.
我们现在看一下这两个人在谈什么。
Now, as I said, it is hard for you to read, but try to listen carefully.
所以说，如果没有办法看的话，自己翻到自己的圣经，在路加福音24章33节到33节，或者是听长老说。
I don't have a lot of comment to make in this section.
我没有任何的能够加的一些意见，但是我们就直接念。
But listen carefully as if you were talking to one another as you walk this path.
当彼此倾听，看看我们走这条路下去，听到什么。
So maybe at least one segment at a time, and you read
sure,
the Chinese.
Absolutely. You want to read this? I got
I'll
mine.
Read the English and you read the Chinese.
Perfect. Okay.
That's verse 13. That said same day, two of Jesus' followers, they were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened, namely in Jerusalem. And they say, walk and discuss this thing. Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking to them too. But God kept them from recognizing him.
所以第十三节这样讲，同一天，门徒中有两个人往一个叫以马忤的村子去。 那村子距耶路撒冷总共有十一公里，他们彼此谈论所发生的这一切事。正在交谈谈论的时候，耶稣亲自走近他们，与他们同行，但他们的眼睛却被蒙蔽了，认不出他来。Jesus
pretended he didn't know what was going on.
所以说，耶稣基督假装他什么事情都不知道呀，什么事情都他就去跟他们说话。
He asked them, "What are you discussing so intensely as you walk?"
他跟他们讲说，你们两个在讨论什么这么样的激烈？
They stopped short.
那他们就站住了,
sadness reading across their face.
面带愁容.
You know what I mean? They feel sad because they were thinking about this story in Jerusalem.
因为他们想到的耶稣，
But then one of them, they can give the name, Cleopas, replied, "You heard about all the things that have happened there the last few days, maybe the last 3 days."
所以说，其中一个人叫做哥留巴的回答说：“在耶路撒冷做客的，难道你不知道这几天在耶路撒冷所发生的事吗？”
And Jesus said,
什么事啊？
What things?
The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth, they said, he was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped that he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. That was in their concept, to overcome the Roman rule. This all happened 3 days ago.
所以他们说，这是拿撒勒耶稣的事。他是先知在神和众人面前说话，行事周有大能。我们的祭司长和长官竟把他们交出去，判了死罪，钉在十字架上。但我们素来盼望这要救赎以色列的，就是他。不是这样，这些事情发生到今天已经是第三天了。And
so while they read some more story. They said, then some women from our group of these followers were at his tomb early this morning, this Sunday morning. And they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing. And there had been angels who told them Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said.
这中间又有几个妇人，使我们惊奇，说他们清早到了坟墓那里去，却找不到他的身体。他们回来之后，看见天使显现，天使说他活了，又在我们中间的几个人又到坟墓那里去，所看见正如妇女所说的，只是没有看见他。So
as I said, they have heard, they were thinking, they were discussing.
所以他们听到了，他们也心里也在想事情，他们也在。
But then, what was going on in their mind?
但是他们心里面到底在想什么？
You have heard about Jesus, who is the God.
您听到耶稣基督就是主。
Talk about salvation.
提到救恩。
Sin forgiven.
然后罪得赦免。
Well, what do you think?
你认为是怎么样呢？
This story or truth?
它这个是一个故事呢，还是它是事实真实？
It's a challenge I give you.
这就是我们要给大家的一个挑战.
The second theme, second segment I want to share.
第二幕.
Jesus himself, he gave the review of the story of what happened that was recorded in the Bible.
耶稣基督自己现身说话.
And he confirmed the fact that those prophecy were already fulfilled because now he is alive. He's showing himself to them.
他跟他讲说，在旧约里面的一些预言，现在都已经实现了。现在跟他们这样的说。
So from verse 24, verse 25, 27, it said, Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, You find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scripture? Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory? Then Jesus took them through the writing of Moses and all the prophets, including Isaiah 53 that we read before, explaining the scripture, the things concerning himself.
耶稣说：“无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们心里都信得太迟钝了。基督这样的受害，然后进入他的荣耀，不是应当的吗？于是他从摩西和众先知起，把所有关于自己的经文都给他们解释明白。”He
up to those two people to wait the evidence of what happened.
所以说这真的是要靠这两个人，怎么样？他们把所有的证据去做权衡，做决定。
That's why I point out those terminology to you earlier.
这是我就为什么当初刚刚开始在讲那些一些用语啊，证据啊，见证人之类的用语。
Now we're going to take a break.
我们现在开始有中场，中间的中。
When you get to present story sometime, you need to take a break to think about it, relax for a little moment, right?
这时候我们刚才已经讲过这个，现在开始想在中间的时候，我们思想另外一件事情。
Sometime in a concert, long concert, you also have an intermission.
这时候在一些会议、音乐会里面，中间有一个所谓的中间的休息的时间。
So this intermission, more or less in a way, giving those two followers a time to think.
这时候在中间这个休息的时间，就是让这两个人有这个时间思考他们所接受的这些信息。So
from verse 28 to 30, it says.
所以从28节到30节是这样子说。
It said, by this time they were near Emmaus and the end of their journey. Jesus acted as if we were going on, but they begged him, stay with us, stay the night with us, since it is getting late, starting to get dark already. So he went home with them, and they sat down to eat. He took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them.
28节到31节，他们走进要去的村子，他好像还要往前走，但是他们强留他说：“天晚了，太阳要下山去了，请与我们同住吧。”他就进去，他们同住，吃了晚饭之后，他拿起饼来。 感谢了，拨开递给他们。So
we'll go on to the next theme now.
下一场，下一句。
Verse 31, it says, suddenly their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and at that moment he disappeared. They said to each other, didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scripture to us? And within the hour, they were on the way back to Jerusalem.
So 31在31章是这样讲，他们眼睛开了才认出是耶稣来，他们却从他的面前不见了。他们彼此说，在路上他对我们说话，给我们解释圣经的时候， 我们心里不是火热吗？他们就立时起来回耶路撒冷去。They
said their eyes were open.
他们的眼睛开了。It's
like an illumination in the dark. You didn't see anything before. Oh, suddenly something appeared very clearly.
就像在你在一个黑暗的房间里面，突然间有光，你可以看到事情。And
they were so surprised in a way. Their heart were pounding fast, and they feel. I'm wondering, some of you have this kind of feeling. When something very sudden, unexpected happens that surprise you, you suddenly feel you are on fire, something that burning in you.
有时候你知道我们生命碰到的事情，很多东西让你觉得突发奇想的，很多事情让你非常惊奇的，你身体。Something
that really surprised you that you didn't realize before.
有些事情真是出乎奇想。
Now it could be bad or good experience that make you have that kind of emotional reaction.
Yeah, 有时候这种感情上面可能有好的有坏的结果.
But to me, this is the illumination of the Holy Spirit in the
但这段在这段时间里面，真的是对这一个这一群人有一个灵里面的看见。
After you listen to the gospel, the Holy Spirit convicts you.
当听到福音的时候圣灵就会催逼你。
But you can't just sit there. You have to take some action.
这时候真是你受到催逼的时候，你坐不住，你一定要做什么行动。
You can reject it or you can accept it.
你可以either是反对他，或者是接受他，接受福音。
But if you want to accept it, you have to do some action.
如果要接受福音的话，就必须要采取实际的行动。
This is what happens when the Holy Spirit convicts a person about his sins and his need or her needs for salvation.
当那个圣灵催逼个人的时候，是这样这些事情会发生。
But these two followers,
这两个跟随的人
，the sun now is coming down, getting dusk,
已经快要天黑了。
But move them so much, they head back right into Jerusalem.
他们的心里非常受到大的感动，所以马上天快黑了，但是急着赶回去耶路撒冷。
Why? They were looking for more confirmation, more fellowship, more evidence.
他们要跟其他人有更多的这个交通。得到更多的证据。
They walk another 7 miles back to Jerusalem.
他们又走了7英里回去了耶路撒冷。
By that time, I think must be close to midnight.
这时候大概已经午夜了。
The fourth theme that I want to share with you is about communal interchange. Now it may not be the best term, but That's the way I try to share with you.
所以第四幕是所谓的公共交换，但是我翻译成可能是群体社会一个群体里面的交换。
Basically, it's the time of sharing a personal story or narrative, especially among Christ's followers.
尤其是这个耶稣基督的跟随者彼此当中人对人中间的一些彼此的分享，个人故事的分享。
During that time, there was preaching.
那时候的情况就是一个就是宣讲。
And we can tell from Acts chapter 1 verse 4 and also here in this segment that they also eat together.
我们那时候使徒行传第一章其实也讲说，他们也彼此相互的一起饮食。
So think of the fact that we gather here every Sunday.
就像我们这样每个礼拜天都在一起聚集一样。
What were you doing? We're sharing our experience.And our story concerning our belief.
我们彼此分享我们的经验，我们彼此分享我们自己人生命的故事。
We hear preaching from the Bible.
我们也听到这个宣根据圣经所宣讲的话语。
And we have fellowship lunch later.
我们也有一个午餐的一个爱宴。
In a way, I think we are practicing what they were doing at that time.
所以我们所做的事情就跟当初做的事情实在是非常相近的。
So basically, I just want to share with you.
所以我跟大家分享的是
，as we read this passage from verse 35 to verse 35 to 45.
所以我跟大家一起分享这个从路加福音24:35-45的时候。
Think about the content that was recorded by Dr. Luke.
思想一下这一段这个路加医生所记录的这一些事情。
And how we compare with our practice nowadays as Christians.
跟我们自己实际上我们自己现在的生活做一个比照。
Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road, and how they had recognized him.And he was breaking the bread. And just as they were telling about it, Jesus was suddenly standing among them. So Christ appeared again in Jerusalem with the group. Christ said, Peace be with you, he said. But the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. Why are you frightened? He asked. Why are your hearts filled with doubts? Look at my hands, look at my feet.You can see that it's really me because he has nail mark in his hand and his feet. Touch me and make sure that I am not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies, as you see that I do. As he spoke, he showed them his hands and feet. Still, they stood there in disbelief. They were so surprised. He asked them to take it in right away. But they were filled with joy and wonder. So the emotional reaction came first before the rational. They asked them, Jesus asked them, "Do you have anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it as they watched. Fish is very popular in Jerusalem in those days. Very healthy too, right? I think Chinese like to eat fresh fish too.
So from 从《使徒行传》第34节开始。 他们就回去耶路撒冷，在那里遇到11个使徒和他们聚在一起的人，说主果然复活了，已经向西门显现。两个人就把路上的事情和波饼的时候，他们所认出耶稣来的事，都述说了一遍。正在说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”他们都非常的惊怕，以为是见了灵。他们说：“他说你们为什么惊慌？为什么心里疑惑呢？” 你看见我的手，我的脚，就知道我是谁。摸我看看，灵没有骨，没有肉。你们看，我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。他们喜欢到不敢相信，并且很惊奇。耶稣说：“你们这里有什么可以吃的没有？”他就给他，他们就给他一片烧鱼，他接过来就在他们面前吃了。
Verse 45 said, "Then he opens their mind to understand the
scripture." 在45节就这样讲说，他们于是他开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经。Earlier
we read that Christ opened their eyes. Now we talk about open their mind. They are pretty much a similarity in terms of the ideas that now they have the illumination. It was in the dark before. Now they can see what happened.
之前在《使徒行传》之前是开他们的眼睛，这时候是开他们的心，基本上都是同样的意思，在一个黑暗的世界里面，你突然有光可以看到了。So
that is how the Holy Spirit works in our lives as we learn about God in our life.
这也是圣灵在我们心中做事，就像这样的方式。If
we are willing and our minds are open.
如果我们愿意，心里是敞开的话
，When you think about life, when you think about life,
当你思想到你的生命历程
，about purpose of life,
想到你生命的一个目标
，especially in the time when you see a loved one leaving this earth,
尤其是你看到你心爱的人离开了这个世界
，that is when God through the Holy Spirit gives us hope.
这时候就是这时候在特别在这段时间，圣灵就给我们有生命的希望。And
let's go to the last theme or segment in this passage.
最后一幕。
From verse 46 to 38.
从路加福音34章46节到48节。
So this is more or less a reassurance from Christ, and also a calling and
这时候是耶稣基督的跟我们的确认确保。And
he said, "Yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem." There is forgiveness of sin for all who repent, and you are the witnesses of this thing. Remember, the important theme is that Christ is emphasizing there is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. And that was his calling.
这时候所有人愿意承认有罪的都可以得到赦免。在第十五节这样讲，就是开了他们心窍，使他们明白圣经。又说经上是这样记载的：耶稣基督必须受害，第三天从死人复活。人要奉他的名传讲悔改跟赦免的道。 从耶路撒冷直到万国，你们就是这些事的见证。
And in the concluding verses of this part of Luke, we read in verse 49, said, "And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." Then Jesus led them to Bethany, and lifting his hands to heaven, he blessed them. And he was, while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up to heaven. So they worshiped him, and they returned to Jerusalem filled with great joy. And they spent their time in the temple, in the church, praising God.
在最后的一幕是这样记载的，第四十九节这样子。 我要使我父的应许临在你们身上，你们当在城里等候，直到得着从上面来的能力。主带着他们出去，到了伯大尼附近，举手给他们祝福。正在祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被接到天上去了。他们就敬拜他，欢欢喜喜地回到了耶路撒冷，常常在殿里称颂神。
And I used Luke 24, Acts chapter 1, verse 8 as the conclusion or the what you call the epilogue or the 结语.
我用使徒行传第一章第八节做今天的结语.
And it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
圣灵将要降临在你们身上，你们就必领受到能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证人。
This is applied to all of us as Christians. This is the stage where we now we decided we believe in God.
这是对我们，这是有一个很实际上的应用，这也是让我们知道我们怎么样去信这位主。We
accept that we are sinner.
我们相信，我们接受，我们就是罪人。And
we agree that it's only through our confession and repentance to Him that we can have the hope that He wants us to have.
除了我们能够承认我们有罪，然后我们才有永久的希望。
The decision that every Christian has to make become a follower of Christ.
这都是每一个基督徒所要做的决定，才能够变成耶稣的跟随人。
And I challenge all of you today, if you are not Christian or you are searching.
如果说你今天还不是基督徒，还在继续追寻的话，我要跟你做一个挑战。
There is meaning in life, whether it is suffering or joy.
这个生命中间真是有意义的，不管是意义的是你是高兴还是有一些受苦的地方。You
may have to go through some difficult times in life.
生命总是有困难的地方。So
as you can have some very good time in life too, it's part of life.
所以有时候我们生命也是非常雀跃、很高兴的，有高兴的时间。But
the important message is there is life after death also.
最重要的是，在人的肉体死亡之后，还有生命。This
is what the message that the Bible is telling us.
这是圣经跟我们要讲的一个讯息。That
Christ is alive.
耶稣基督已复活。There
is life after death.
And 在人的肉体死去之后，还有生命。As
a Christian, we have something to look forward to.
就当一个耶稣基督徒，我们有一个可以期盼的事情。But
Jesus also warned us.
耶稣基督也警告我们。He
said, "In this world, you will have trouble."
在这个世界，你有苦难的。But
cheer up, because I have overcome.
但是不要担心，我已经战胜了这个全世界。
So in conclusion, I want to also make two important points about the whole picture.
我要跟大家提两个重要的观点。
God give us privilege.
神给我们一个特权。
He save us through Christ.
他借由耶稣基督他的儿子拯救我们。
And He promised us each one of the believer will have the power from the Holy Spirit.
他也应许我们每个人都有从圣灵来加注在我们身上的能力。
But on the other hand, He also requires us that don't forget your duty as a Christian.
他同样的也警告我们说，我们也有一个责任，不只有特权之外。
Don't just keep it to yourself, this gospel.
不要把这个福音当作一个宝贝，自己谨守着。
It's good news.
它是一个好消息。
Share it with others too.
跟其他的人的分享。
So others can enjoy this hope.
所以其他的人也可以，领受到这一个永活的生命。
Now at this time, I don't think of more appropriate thing to sing a song of rejoicing because this is Easter Sunday, right? But I promise you, some of you, in case you missed the whole theme, I want to mention this again, and if you want to jot it down, with if you have missed here.
在那个单张后面有几个那个填空题，如果说还没有填空的话，现在公布答案。
This is what is printed in the back of your bulletin.
All right, 100分的举手。
And you can fill up the space a little bit if you want. While we sing hymn,
我们大家一起唱诗歌。
218, and the choir will be leading us in all four stanzas.
一起唱那个红色诗歌本第218首。